This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarv Dharm Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu's Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 121st birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Shastriji's iconic call, Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan, highlighted the inseparable bond between farmers and soldiers, which are the essential pillars of India's progress and security. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Lal Bahadur Shastri was an extraordinary statesman whose integrity, humility and determination strengthened the nation even in challenging times. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Dashera celebrations at Madhav Das Park, Red Fort in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the Dashera celebrations organized by the IP Extension Ramlila Committee in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Vijayadashami. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his thoughts in an article on the centenary of the Rashtriya Swamsevak Sangh, RSS, which was founded on Vijayadashmi in 1925 with the vision of serving society and contributing to nation building. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that 100 years ago, the Sangh was born with the aim of working towards serving society and nation building. Mr. Modi said over 100 years, innumerable Swamsevaks devoted their lives towards fulfilling this vision. Sar Sanchalak of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, Dr. Mohan Bhagwat, today said that by becoming Atmanirbhar and being cognizant of global unity, we must ensure that dependence does not become a compulsion for us and we are able to act according to our own will. There is no substitute for Swadeshi and Swavalambam. At the same time, we should also keep our international and trade relations intact, as no nation can live in isolation. The mutual reliance between nations is there to stay. The RSS chief was addressing RSS centenary year celebration and Vijayadashmi Utsav program in the presence of chief guest, former President Ramnath Kovind in Nagpur this morning. One of the largest social organizations of the world, RSS, was founded at Nagpur by its first Sar Sanchalak, Dr. Keshav Hedgewar, in 1925 on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the demise of the classical singer Pandit Channulal Mishra. In a social media post, President Murmu said that his demise has caused an irreparable loss to Indian music. Praising his achievements, the president noted that along with numerous honours, he was also adorned with the Padma Vibhushan. The singer died in Mirzapur early this morning at the age of 89. In cricket, West Indies were 66 for 4 a short while ago against India in the first test match being played at Ahmedabad. Earlier, West Indies won the toss and opted to bat. The second match of the series between India and West Indies will be played in Delhi from the 10th of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.